Now that I considered those conversations, there had at times been something evasive about Rodriguez, but obviously nothing serious enough to rouse my suspicions at the time. There had been much that he had been perfectly willing to discuss. So they used his memories as well. You think they trawled Rodriguez? Southey nodded. It must have been done by experts, because there was no sign that it was the trawl itself that killed him. But again, they were ultras. And you think they have the means to implant the memories into their assassin? I've heard of such things, Southey said. Tiny machines which swarm through the subject's mind, laying down new neural connections. Eidetic imprinting, they call it. The NCs tried it for training purposes, but they never got it to work really well. But if ultras were involved, it would have been child's play. It wasn't just that the man had access to Rodriguez's memories, though. It went deeper than that. Like he had almost become Rodriguez in the process. Maybe that's why he was so convincing. Those new memory structures would have been fragile, though. The assassin's own personality would have begun to emerge sooner or later. But by then Rodriguez would have gained your confidence. Southey was right. It was only in the last day or so that Rodriguez had seemed more than usually evasive. Was that the point when the assassin's buried mind began to shine through the veil of camouflaging memories? He gained it pretty well, I said, if it wasn't for Vicuna warning us. I told him about what had happened around the tree. Bring the bodies back, Southey said. I want to see how well they really disguised their man, whether it was cosmetic or whether they tried to change his DNA as well. You think they went to that much trouble? That's the point, Tanner. If they went to the right kind of people, it wouldn't have been much trouble at all. To the best of my knowledge, there's only one group of ultras in orbit around the planet at the moment. Yes, I'm fairly sure that Orcania's people must have been involved in this. You met them, didn't you? Did you think they could be trusted? They were ultras, I said, as if that were answer enough. I couldn't read them like one of Kaweah's usual contacts. That doesn't mean they'd automatically betray us, though. What would they have to gain by not betraying us? That, I realized, was the one question I had never really asked. I had made the error of treating Orcania like any other of Kaweah's business contacts, someone who would not want to exclude dealing with Kaweah again in the future. But what if Orcania's crew had no intention of returning to Sky's Edge for decades, even centuries? They could burn all their bridges with impunity. Orcania might not have known that the assassin was aimed at us, I said. Someone affiliated to Rivage just presented them with a man who needed his appearance changed, another man who needed his memories transferred into the first. And you think it didn't even occur to Orcania to ask questions? I don't know, I said, even my own argument sounding weak. Southey sighed. I knew what he was thinking. It was what I was thinking myself. Tanner, I think we need to play it very carefully from here on in. At least one good thing's come out of it, I said. Now that the doctor's dead, Kaweah's had to abandon his snake quest. He just hasn't realized it yet. Southey forced a thin smile. We've already dug half the new pit. I wouldn't worry about finishing the rest by the time we get back. I paused and checked the map again, the blinking dot which represented Rivage's progress. We'll camp again tonight, about 60 clicks north of here. Tomorrow we'll be on our way home. Tonight's the night. With Rodriguez and the doctor dead, we would be undermanned when it came to the ambush, but there would be still enough of us to make victory a near mathematical certainty. Tomorrow morning, Rivage should enter our trap 2 hours before noon, if he maintains his progress. Good luck, Tanner.